I think I'm speaking for everyone when I say I think this might be the moment we've been waiting for.
A lot of little girls and boys all over the country are counting down the days until our very next guest is going to be coming to town.
Yep.
It's just the one and only Santa Claus. Yes.
Santa Claus.
Oh, hello, Cliff Owen Bronte.
Like the most starstruck I have ever been talking to anyone on our show. Santa, about a month out from Christmas, how are things going? Thank you for taking time out of what I imagine is a very busy schedule.
Oh, first, Bronte, you're making me blush. Bright red, of course.
Of course.
Santa's very busy, but he has always found time to talk to you because he's big fans of the show.
Oh, wow.
That is quite a sell.
Santa downloads the podcast at the North Pole.
Loves it at Listener.
I love it.
So good. Oh, absolutely.
So good. Santa, we wanted to ask you, because today is all about setting up your Christmas tree with us. Mm. And Bronte and I have talked about this. Like, some people are, you know, real rustic kind of Christmas trees with, you know, decorations made out of paddle pop sticks, yep, and bits of cardboard and pine cones and stuff like that. Just a real rough looking thing. And some people are real like Meijer catalog perfect Christmas trees.
Meijer's like a department store. I don't know if you've got it up in the North Pole, but a lot more like fancy decorations. Do you and the elves like have a preference in Mrs. Claus?
Oh, well, Bronte, it's all about making an effort. Big, small, expensive, basic. Santa just loves Christmas.
He really does.
As long as there's a tree.
As long as there's a tree. Okay, and now let's get down to the really important stuff, Santa. There's a naughty and nice list that you have, as we all know.
Yes, I do.
Cliffo and I want to know where we fall, each of us, on that list.
Ooh, now that would be telling, but let's just say you won't be getting a lump of coal.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes. Santa!
Yay! Thank
I'm
God.
I'm so happy.
Hey, once and for all, too, I think we need to clear it up. What is Santa's favorite snack to be left out, not only for you on Christmas night, like, and I'm really getting ahead here because it's like a month away, like you said, Bronte.
Yeah.
But what's the best snack we can leave out for you and for Rudolph and the reindeer?
Well, Cliffo, I like to leave a carrot out for Rudolph and a mince pie for Santa.
Oh, mince pie.
Yummy.
Yeah, Santa,
but sometimes Rudolph gets the mince pie and I'm stuck with the carrots.
Cheeky. Good for your waistline, Santa.
Exactly.
Yes, Santa's going to be squeezing into his suit this year.
Jumping on the satellite direct from the North Pole to join us on Merry Hitmas as we set up our Christmas trees together. Just thank you so much. You're the busiest man on planet Earth right now.
Yes.
But I think we're so happy to have you on the show, Santa. Big love.
Oh, thank you so much, Cliffo and Bronte. And Santa wants to wish everyone a early Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, got to get the ho, ho, ho in there.
Oh. Santa.
Love you, Santa.
We love you.
Love you too, guys. Ho, ho, ho.